we now have a strong El Nino, you know, a 95% chance that El Nino will last through the winter.
We knew it was coming, and earlier today, Mike Halpert, Deputy Director of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, made it official.
2015 actually ranks third right now behind 1997.
And it was in the winter of 97-98 that 42 Floridians were killed by tornadoes and severe weather produced more than $500 million in damage. Peter Wolf, meteorologist from the National Weather Service, says an El Nino displaces the jet stream, the river of air that steers storm systems during the winter months.
It tends to favor a more southern storm track from California across the Deep South, the Gulf of Mexico, and into Florida. And so we tend to be in an area more favorable for severe storms and tornadoes in the early spring.
And severe weather is difficult to predict past a couple of days, but he says there's an even larger long-term concern that could affect many more Floridians.
The most significant impact we generally see in Florida is above normal wintertime precipitation, even the potential for flooding level type rainfall amounts. We've seen that in some of those other past strong El Ninos.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jeff Hoffman.